Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No business in that White House.
Come on, Team Tommy, you have nothing to say to that?
I'm just waiting until he finishes because I know I'm going to get cut off. He
okay.
would do.
Here's the two people
an excellent job.
That don't need to be in the White House. Tommy and Kanye. Neither one of them need to be in the damn White House. It don't sound right to nobody saying
it. The fact that you put Tommy with Kanye, I'm ashamed. I'm appalled that you put those two together.
You said, you the one said Kanye was going to pick Tommy as a running mate.
I didn't say he's equal to Kanye. Now, that's an insult. That is an insult.
All right. Sorry, this is a fascinating conversation, but we really have to move on. coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and we'll have Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, time now for one of your favorite segments. It could be very well your very favorite segment. It's called Ask the CLO. You are the Chief Love Officer, of course. If you have a question for our CLO, you can submit your question, or as Tommy calls it, the CLO. You can submit your questions at SteveHarveyFM.com. Are you ready, CLO?
Always ready.
Here we go. This one is from Lorna in Hawaii. She says, I got married 6 months ago, and my husband is totally a different man now. We dated for 2 years, and he was my protector and king. We rarely argued, and if we did, we got over it. Since marriage, we've had a few squabbles, and now when it gets heated, my husband starts crying. He says he can't stand to see me disappointed, and he does not want to fail as a husband. He's done it a few times, and it's a turnoff. I end up hugging him so he'll stop crying and relax. I can't discuss issues with a crybaby. How can I get him to man up and stop acting like a child? This is so sad.
Here's the way to do it. When he cry, go get in the car and drive off. He'll stop.
Just leave?
Yeah. See, let me tell you something. Men who do that like kids for attention.
Yeah.
I'm crying because I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to see you disappointed. I want to fail as a husband. So that's his way of being deep. When he start crying, just say, oh, Lord, and go get in the car. Drive off. Leave him right there. He will stop crying. Really? What you?
I'm asking a question.
For help. There's no way to fix this. You can't talk a guy out of crying who wants to cry. You know?
Okay. She says, how can I get
you know,
him to
I
man
mean,
up?
Look. This ain't no movie. If there's no movie playing, he shouldn't just be crying. You know, now, this is Brian's song, and he said, hey, Pick, I love you, Pick. I cry.
Yeah.
That's a man movie where you cry.
Yeah, Brian's
you
song, the only movie,
I was
going
to say, every man on the show has cried at some point, so Brian's
song
for crying.
Not because I didn't want to disappoint nobody.
Man, please. I ain't never cried for disappointing nobody. Bet your ass better get over it. Because I'll make some more mistakes.
All right, so you heard the advice from Steve. Lorna, get in the car and drive off when he starts crying, okay?
Oh, goodness.
I know, that's what he said. All right, this one's from Kanisha. She's an online listener, Steve. Kanisha says, I recently ended a 4-year relationship, but my ex's family wants to stay in contact with me. I developed a bond with most of his family members, and we spent a lot of time together over the years. I feel closer to most of them than my own family, but I do not want to cause any problems with my ex. I have tried to make sure he's working or not around if I stop by to visit, and I'm not sure if this will affect my new relationship, and I feel like I'm sneaking around. Is it wrong to stay in touch with my ex's family?
No. The reason they staying in touch because you the best thing ever happened to him. Mm-hmm. That's what the problem is. And they just hoping to God he pull his stupid ass together and realize what he did. And they don't want you too far gone. Uh-huh. So they hoping for, because he dumb now. He done dumb things before.
Mm-hmm.
So this. Yeah, this ain't nothing you did. If you had cheated on him, the family would cut you off. This what they know he ain't about nothing.
Mm. Okay, but she's already in a new relationship.
Well, if in a new relationship, it's gonna hurt you, cause when he find out you over there at your ex's house, he gonna figure, you know, I mean, what you still over
what
there?
What you still?
For?
Yeah,
just get in your car and drive off.
It's a bad look.
Just like
so
the
when
last.
When he asked you about it, just get in your car.
Your car and drive. Drive
I
love
off.
That. I love it. See
y'all. Uh-huh. All right. This last one.
I don't want to disappoint you. Man, I got no time for this.
Can I ask him a question about the crying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you drive off when he's crying and you come back and he's still crying, what do you do?
Take another lap around the block.
Right back in the car.
Yeah.
The point is for her not to be in the house when he's crying.
Yeah,
I think.
That's what it sounds like. My daddy's motto was, you going to either get over it or you going to die mad. Which one are you going to do?
Yep.
Yes, yes. Okay, Steve, CLO, this is from Camille in Newark, New Jersey. She says, I have a 3-year-old son that I adore and I have spoiled completely. I just had my second child, and my son is totally jealous. I tried to explain to him about the new baby, but all he said was, I'm the baby. Now he yells at the baby and has tantrums when I'm feeding, bathing, or just holding the baby. He's been insisting that I hold him like a newborn. We don't yell at him or punish him because he simply doesn't understand what's going on. How can we stop the tantrums and the jealousy?
Wait a minute. First of all, how does he not understand what's going on?
Yeah.
He knows exactly what's going on. It ain't about me no more. Mm-hmm. He done figured that out. Mm-hmm. And this little whatever this is you done bought in here, all of a sudden is sucking up my time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have him there. As soon as you ain't looking, I'm going to do something to him.
Please don't leave him alone.
See, so now what you got to do is you got to snatch his ass up. Now, you've spoiled him and you completely adore him. It's okay to adore your children. Absolutely nothing wrong with adoring your children. Most parents do. But he has to adore this newborn baby. He has to scoot over and make room for him. So you're going to have some real conversations with this baby right here and let him know that how important the little baby is to him. You know, make him a part of raising the baby. You got to hold your little brother, your little sister. Mm-hmm. You got to become your little brother, your little sister counting on you. He needs you. Mm-hmm. You know, make him feel like he's responsible for something instead of somebody always responsible for him. Mm-hmm. You got to include him in the family diameter. But he said one more thing about the baby, I'm knock his ass across the
Thank you, CLO. Or just get in the car and drive off. Yeah.
Drive off, yes.
With the baby.
Yeah.
Leave his ass at the house.
All right, listen. Coming up next, church complaints with the Reverend Motown and very special guest, Reverend Adnoid. Wow, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.